Hola, que hubo, Colombia! The latest country to appear in this show's analytics as we slowly inch towards conquering the world. And this episode of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness should bring us about a centimeter closer. It's a dumb birthday game from 3 decades ago, September 8th, 1991. Let's call this one Shower Radio. Our players are as follows. The corn and bunion-free Jim from Winthrop. The chipper, Roberta, who's talking to her many dolls. She also has a theory on why there aren't many good birthdays in September. Bob from Arlington, who's celebrating his 20th birthday, and later receives some getting older advice. Glenn from Beverly. Sorry, Glenn, I don't have anything to add there. I'm on the phone because I had actually taken a night off because it was my first wedding shower. Mike Epstein's producing and on the phone. We have Lou Iannazzo in traffic, who sounds an awful lot like Lou Ambrosino. Just saying. For birthdays, we had to use 3 different days. For September 8th, we have Sid Caesar and Sam Nunn. Moving to September 9th, Michael Keaton, Billy Preston, and Cliff Robertson. And then for September 10th, Amy Irving, Jose Feliciano, and Charles Corralt. Did I drop an antique China figurine? We learn that Norm is not a fan of the Hasty Pudding Club. And Jack Benny is back from the dead, twice. Norm asks about one of the gifts, and I confirm and provide some details. Norm advises that I should take up drinking. Mike Epstein speaks Spanish. We also learn what Norm's real name was at birth. And I do a post-game press conference. We have lots of commercials featured here. Sears Siding, voiced by Bob Raleigh. We have a Kid Company promo. Patrick Palladino of Winchester, Mass. Patrick Palladino Jr. of Winchester, Mass. for Gold Bond. Keep it in your sneaker. The Club. And a New England Patriots football promo with the tagline of your big time football station. I guess that's all we could come up with at the time. We round out the episode with Norm talking about Jimmy Connors fighting his way through the U.S. Open. And then the nervous Carol from Scituate talking about the free air show happening at the South Weymouth Naval Air Station. Norm can relate to this from his time as a test pilot. Stand by for takeoff, because here we go.
The time was now 7 minutes after 3 o'clock. The temperature is 59 degrees.
WBZ is committed to bringing you the latest news 24 hours a day. And when we're not reporting the news, we're talking about it. Here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Thank you very much. And we're about to play the very exciting birthday game. And we'll give birthdays. We have to guess the ages of people who are born on this day. And on a couple other days besides today, because there weren't too many really well-known people how old they are would be much fun. I think I've lost track of the sentence. Anyway, you'll get the idea as we go along and play what we call affectionately the dumb birthday game. And we have with us Jim from Winthrop. Hello.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing there, big guy?
Oh, no corns or bunions tonight. I'm okay.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that. And put it in your sneaker.
That's right.
Roberta, hello.
Good morning, Norm.
Hey, how chipper you sound.
I do, don't I?
Yeah, you really do. Are you faking that?
I'm sitting here talking to my doll, so I'm fine.
You're talking to your doll?
Yes, my dolls.
Your dolls.
Many dolls.
I see, and that makes you chipper.
Yes, very.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you know why there's not very many important people born in September?
Well, not September. It's September 8th, just this one
well,
day.
No, it's all of September, actually.
No,
haven't had many very nice birthdays of famous people because they're all Virgos and they're all boring.
No, because I have a lot of names of people born like on the 9th and the 10th who were really kind of interesting.
Well, I'll be looking forward to that.
Anybody sits there, talks to their dolls, I mean, I would not accept their credibility when it comes to astrology. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We also have with us Bob, who's in Arlington. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, how you doing, Norm?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about you, big guy?
I'm doing all right. Today's my birthday, so I decided to call.
Oh, really?
And I resent being called boring, even though I am a Virgo.
No. Oh, that's right, too. Roberta did call you boring. What do you get to say to that, Roberta? He's throwing it right in your
face.
There
are an occasional few that aren't.
Oh, we're going to use that out, are we? Oh, of course, not everybody's that boring. We're backing away from that. We have Glenn with us, too, who's up in Beverly.
Yellow
there, big Glenn. How you doing?
Big Glenn?
You're Big Glenn, that's you.
Wow. Yellow, WBZ.
Yeah, that's us, eh?
Norm Nathan.
Anyway, get ready to play the big birthday game. Incidentally, Bob, I forgot to wish you a very happy birthday today.
Why, thank you. It's also my twin brother's birthday today as well.
Are you you identical twins?
Yep.
You play games and everything by looking exactly alike?
Yeah, I have to confess that I've played my share of tricks in my day.
Does your brother sound like you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he does.
Is he there?
No, he's not here right now. He's out. Actually, I don't know where he is. He's at the racetrack, and he never came back, so.
I thought twins sort of had a feeling about where the other twin was. No, you don't. That's not true, huh?
Well, it's true to a certain extent. I wouldn't say it's anything, you know, spooky or supernatural, but sometimes I always know when he's in trouble, to put it that way.
Oh, okay. When he's having pains or aches or something?
Yeah, cores or bunions, you know, the usual.
Okay. And we have Tony. Hello. Hey, Tony. Tony Nesbitt, WBZ Ace Producer.
That's me.
Okay. And we also have Mike. Mike is an Ace Producer also.
You're too kind.
Mike Epstein, yeah. And both of them are joining us this morning. It's good to have both of you with us.
Nice to be here.
The Ace and the King.
Can we mention the shower?
You want to mention the shower, you can.
Yeah, because it's not a surprise anymore since
you
already
have
it.
No, it's not a surprise
anymore. This is for your wife-to-be, Heidi,
mm-hmm.
and which is why you normally are here during this time of the week.
Yes.
And you had a big party for your wife, to-be.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we're washing all the gifts we got now of dishes and whatnot.
Did you do pretty well along those lines? Lots of loot?
Loot as in gifts, yes. Loot as in money, no, that'll come at a later date,
I guess. What was your nicest gift?
What was the nicest gift, Heidi? Oh, yeah, we got some crystal, we got some china, got a microwave.
Oh, that's good practical stuff. That's
yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, we also have with us Lou Iannazzo. Lou Iannazzo, who the WBZ 24-hour traffic network person, who covers rolled-over cars on the Tobin Bridge and stuff, is with us. And we're glad to have you with us, Lou, and you're all set to go, I would assume.
Yes, I am. Okay. I thought Tony never takes a night off.
Well,
it doesn't happen often, but every now and again he's been known.
Yes,
sir.
I'm here, though, aren't I?
That's right. He hasn't had a night. That's right. He's still here anyway.
I'm still here.
That's right.
Morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Okay, let's. The first birthday. This is somebody who was actually born on this day, like Bob in Arlington. Is Sid Caesar, one of my absolute favorite. I think a genius of comedy. Your show of shows with Imogene Coca. And apparently had a drinking problem and has corrected that and it pops up every now and then. Anyway, Jim, what do you think? How old is Sid Caesar, would you say?
Oh, let's see. Sid Caesar's got to be 77.
77. Okay. And Roberta, what do you think?
Oh, boy, I was really taken aback by that. 77. Oh, my. I'm going to say...
You can ask your
74.
Dolls. 74. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think, Bob?
Now, was that the guy who played Who's the Riddler on the Batman series? Or
no, that was Frank Gorshin.
Oh, yeah, Frank Gorshin, that's right.
Oh, the Joker, that was Cesar Romero, if that's what you're thinking of.
Oh, Cesar Romero, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, I'd say he's around 67.
Around 67.
Or 67, either one.
Okay, do you know who he is?
He was the Joker on Batman, wasn't he?
No, that's Cesar Romero.
Yeah, that's Cesar Romero.
Oh, since he's the comedian, I know who he is now.
Sid Caesar.
They very well might be the same, about the same age. Anyway, Glenn, what do you think?
Well, that's a hint.
I'm going to give 71.
Yeah, no, it's not a hint because I'm not sure how Cesar Romero, how old he is. I'm just guessing that they may be about the same. I'm not sure. You're saying 71, Glenn, eh? And Tony, what do you think?
74.
74. Oops. And Mike?
I'm guessing I'll say 75.
Well, you're all guessing, actually. In a sense, because I don't think too many of you have looked in on his birth certificate. 75. And Lou, what do you think?
I'll say 72.
You'll say 72. Okay, now it comes to the moment when we check the birth records of Sid Caesar. And the actual age of Sid Caesar is 69.
No way. Is that young?
Wow. Yeah, I thought she was older than that.
No, no, he's not necessarily old. Well, he might, maybe. He obviously was very young. Well, he was on in the early days of television, which would have been the early 50s. That's 40 years ago. He was in his mid to late 20s. No, I'm sure that's his actual age.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay, so Bob, who has a birthday today, said 67, and Glenn said 71. So they both tie, and both are within 2 years of it.
Want a buck?
Yeah. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Bob and Glenn.
Right, first time I was ever scored on this game.
Hey, now the rest will be easy. The rest will be easy. This, and also Senator Sam Nunn of Georgia.
Oh, the guy who says he's not running for president, but then he might run for president, but then he's not running again?
Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to run now. He did say that during the 88 election.
Yeah,
Sam Nunn, he's a big guy in the Military Appropriations Committee and all that kind of stuff. Very interesting man. Let me start with you, Lou, okay? How old would you say Senator Sam Nunn is?
I'll say 57.
You'll say 57, okay. And Mike, what do you think?
Oh, I'm going to say 62.
62. Mm-hmm. And Tony?
Sam Nunn, 61.
And what do you think, Glenn?
I'd say 59.
And Bob?
I'll say 60. I was going to say that.
Okay, Roberta, what do you say?
Gee, they're all pretty close, huh? I think he's probably older. I'm going to say 63.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's okay. You can say that. That's okay.
Thank you.
Jim, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 61.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Okay. Here's the actual age of Sam Nunn, and all of you guessed well above his actual age.
Oh.
He's only... I'll check that again, because I thought he was older than the way they have him listed. 53.
Oh, my.
Oh,
53,
no.
Yes. Sam Nunn Jr. In fact, he's a junior. I didn't even know that.
Oh, well, see, you confuse me.
Oh, you think this is not the Sam Nunn, the senator from Georgia?
Yeah, his father's 61 and his son's 53.
Yes, that's right, that's right.
He had a sister in the convent.
Okay, so let's see. The closest was actually Lou, who said 57.
Hey, Lou.
All right, Lou.
Hey, Lou. Hey, Lou.
That's me.
Yeah. I keep thinking of, never mind. I was going to mention that Ted Knight, who was Ted Baxter on the...
You're going to mention it anyway.
Mary
huh?
Tyler Moore Show, yeah. This is what I would have mentioned. He is dead, that's true. But he used to poke fun at Lou Grant, but referring to him as Lou. How you doing, Louis? Anyway, every time I say your name, Lou, I think of that, and I'm sorry that I do, and I won't think of it ever again. Okay, here are some birthdays on the 9th. This would be on a Monday. These people were born September 9th. One is Michael Keaton of a whole lot of movies, including Batman, of course, was one of them.
No, the TV series.
Yeah, and also Mr. Mom.
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's start with, Glenn. How old is Michael Keaton? How old will he be on Monday, the 9th?
34,
you say. And again, Glenn did just the way he should have done it. He put it in the form of a question. Is somebody washing dishes?
Yes, no. Yeah, I said I was washing things.
Oh, that's right. That's Heidi doing that. I forgot. Is somebody helping her? Shouldn't you be helping her?
What?
I'm sorry, I brought up a sore subject.
No, I'm helping. I'm drying them right now, and Heidi's still opening some stuff.
Oh, you are? You're doing that while you're talking?
Yes.
We can go. What a
man. A man truly.
I can chew gum and walk, too.
Wow.
We only hire the best here at BZ.
As long as you're not washing bulbs.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
No.
Or tiles. Okay, Bob, what do you think? How old is Michael Keaton?
I'd say a youthful 41.
A youthful 41. Is there such a thing as a really old, decrepit 41?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, let me introduce you to Walter Lipschitz. But anyway, Roberta, how old do you think he is?
Well, I'm going to say, hey, listen, Tony's wiping dishes and he's opening gifts. What a great thing to do, huh? I'd love to be doing that. I'm going to say 40.
Well, get yourself engaged.
I'm thinking about you,
yeah.
Roberta, as I
get
do it. Yeah.
Get yourself engaged and have an engagement party, and you can
I don't
have
even
gifts.
Want the gifts. Just get me engaged, no.
Okay. Let me engage you in the dumb birthday game. Ha, 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 ha. What did you say? Did you give
40.
Me, you said 40. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Jim?
I think he's 36.
Okay. And Tony?
39.
You said what?
I said 39.
Well, 39. I'll write that down. 39, eh? Well, you know,
you
is that enough? Is that enough of
that's
that?
That's great.
That's wonderful. Mike, what do you say?
I'll say 42.
42. He is to 42 is these is his waist size, and 31 is his pad leg. And I don't even know why I said that. I appreciate you laughing, but
wow.
It's still a stupid joke.
Short and fat.
That's why we're laughing.
Lou. What do you say, Lou? Lewis. How old is he, Lewis? That's another imitation I have. I only imitate dead people. This way they can't strike
that's
back.
That's right. And we don't remember what they sound like anymore, so.
Work.
Anyway, Lou, what do you think? How old is Michael Keaton?
I think Tony's right. I'll say he's 39.
You'll say he's 39. Okay. Okay, here's the actual age. Again, checking the birth record so we get it right on the button. Michael Keaton actually is 40, as Roberta has said.
Oh, wow.
I'm
but you were all very, very close. We had Tony said 39, and Lou said 39, and only a year off. And Bob said 41, which is only a year off. So you, most of you were very, very, well, within a year. I think that's, I'm just so darn proud of you. I think we ought to take this thing on the road. How about Billy Preston, the organ player?
Uh-oh.
And he's in some kind of trouble, wasn't he? Was he harassing a woman? And he was, he was.
Oh, that's Rick James.
I'm going to resist the
no,
obvious
this was
joke.
Billy, no, this is Billy Preston. Billy Preston was, I don't know whether he was accused of attempted rape or something like that. He was assault on a woman. What's that?
Are you speaking of Rick James? Rick James just recently.
No, I know he had some trouble, too. No, he did. But the Preston thing came up after that. It came up within the past day or two.
I believe so.
Anyway, that's beside the point. He is a singer. He's a musician. And I saw him as the opening act one time at a Newport Jazz Festival. He was the kind of the warm-up act that afternoon for Ray Charles. So that was a great afternoon. They both were great, because Ray Charles, I'm going to be a big fan of his.
He played some studio keyboard for the Beatles, too.
Billy Preston did?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with Lou. What do you think? How old is Billy Preston? Or will he be
Billy
on
Preston.
Monday the 9th?
How about 62?
62, eh? Mike, what do you think?
You know, you got me on this one. I really have no idea. So, I'm going to pick a number out of a hat.
Okay.
58.
Whose hat do you have there?
Or
is it one of the many hats you wear when you leave BC?
No, borrowed my pith helmet, the pith helmet that I wear each day, with a year's supply of lychee nuts and the sweatband.
Yes.
In case I get hungry while driving.
That's right. You eat the sweatband, right? You ever confuse them when you did that?
Confuse the sweatband with the lychee nuts?
With the lychee nuts, yeah. Because you wore the lychee nuts in the sweatband. Did the sweatband taste like lychee nuts?
Oh, shut up.
All right, I will.
How old is Billy Preston, Tony?
63.
Okay, what do you think, Glenn?
I'm going high. 75.
75 for Billy. We're talking about Billy Preston. Okay. I just said I thought he'd been assaulting a woman or something like that, which kind of is out of character for a 75-year-old guy, but hey, what the heck?
Dirty old man, maybe.
That's right. I suppose at the age of 75, what else can those guys do, right? Bob, what do you think?
A venerable
65. Venerable 65. That is a venerable age. I happen to know somebody of that age. And
who?
It is
who?
Nobody you would know.
Okay.
But it's a very venerable age. And this guy is fantastic. Roberta, what do you think?
I had better luck talking to my dolls now. I have no idea who this man is.
Billy
if he's
Preston.
Assaulting women. He has to be under 70. So I'm going to say
68? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
How much?
Much younger than that. You opened up for Ray Charles, did you say?
Yes. That was a few years ago.
I'll say 58.
58.
Now, do you think any people who are over 70, any guys are getting real upset saying, wait a minute, you're telling me I wouldn't attempt to assault a woman?
I was going
to
say we're going to get phone calls after the game from a bunch of 70-year-old guys.
No, actually, a 75-year-old guy might, but in the middle of the assault, he forgets what it is
Nobody
he's doing. Jim, what do you think?
Billy Preston is 52.
Okay, here's his actual age now. And a lot of you are going to feel really totally ashamed and humiliated at the really stupid guesses of
really
this
high.
Dumb birthday game that you gave. Because Billy Preston's only 45.
Oh, my.
He'll be 45 on Monday. The closest was Jim at 52, still 7 years old.
Still should be ashamed.
And Glenn should be especially ashamed. He was 30 years off.
That's all right.
I don't see anybody, though, who was 39 years off. Okay, how about another guy born on the 9th, the next Monday?
Did I hear something drop, Tony?
No, I'm doing pans now.
Oh.
That was just a little Chinese figurine.
Tell Heidi not to get used to this,
that's right,
by the way.
It's been
I know.
You live.
Yeah.
The Chinese figurine has been on display at the Museum of Fine Arts for the past 63 years, and it's just now broken to pieces and is now clogging up the disposer. Cliff Robertson, the voice of AT&T, the right choice. He's very, very friendly. He was also in a movie that I thought was great, Charlie. Remember that movie, Charlie, when he was mentally deficient?
Oh, I'd love
that.
Yeah,
they invented some kind of a drug or something. Or
yeah,
some
you base your show on that, don't you?
I don't know what that means, and I'm not even going to ask you. Let's start with Mike. How old is Cliff Robertson? How old will he be on Monday?
You had to ask.
I'll
say that old Cliff, good old Cliff, is about 68 years old.
68 years old. Okay. Yeah. He was in a play here at the Harvard Hasty Pudding Club Theater. He wasn't in the Hasty Pudding Show, which is a... Hey, have you ever seen the Hasty Pudding Show with the guys who dress up as girls?
No, I haven't, but I've heard it's a good time.
It's awful. It's awful.
I don't know how to take that one, Mike, but we'll pursue it.
No, I've seen a couple of them, and they are really stupid. But anyway, it's lucky it's Harvard, and it's a tradition, so nobody else dares say it's stupid except me. That's right. Bob, what do you think? How old Cliff Robertson be on Monday?
I have no idea. Do you think it's his real name?
Cliff Robertson? I believe it is, yes.
Oh, wow.
Believe so. He's also married to, what's her name, Merrill?
He was. I don't think anymore.
Oh, not even. What's her first name?
Tina Merrill.
Tina?
Dina.
Oh, Dina Merrill. That's right, too. She was from a very much of a social family, so I remember.
Yeah, she wasn't it, what company? It wasn't Woolworth, was it?
Woolworth was Barbara Hutton,
I believe. That's right.
But it was a very prestigious family, the similar kind of family.
Exactly, yeah.
But I can't remember which. Anyway, Bob, how old would you say?
Guess here, 56.
56. And Jim?
He's a little older than that, I think. I'm going to say 64.
64. Okay, Glenn?
I was in a movie with Cliff, so...
You were in a movie with Cliff?
Yes. With a stag film? Wind.
A stag film. Is this leading up to some hilarity?
Am I in Robinson, my sleeper?
Do you ride a horse?
Is there a punchline?
Cliff Robertson, you know not, but...
the German Shepherd.
All of this is escaping me.
Really thinking here.
Anyway, Glenn, how old would you say?
I apologize, I wasn't.
Must have been a cliff diver.
You're really going off the cliff on that one.
Yes, I was sleeping here. Anyways, I'm going to go 59. I'm sorry.
59, okay. Roberta?
60.
And what do you think, Lou?
61.
And Tony?
Well, going to stick with 63. He's about Billy Preston's age that I thought Billy Preston was.
That's right, yeah. And Roberta thought Sam Nunn was 63. So it's a good age to guess, and none of what we just said makes any sense at all, does it? Cliff Robertson actually is, or will be on Monday, will be 66.
Oh, my.
66, so I think, let's see, Jim said 64.
That's good for his age.
I think he looks great. He's a fine actor. Anyway, 64. Let's see. Jim says 64.
I think I said 68.
That's right. And a neat dresser. You said 68. That's right, Mike. So you're a winner also.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. So far we have Jim with two, and Roberta has one, and Bob guessed one right. Glenn did one. Mike won. And Lou won. And Tony.
Thank you very much.
He's busy breaking up his
breaking
gifts.
Those China figurines we got. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amy Irving. You know the actress Amy Irving, who was one of the great. A movie that I loved was Crossing Delancey. She's been in a number of other movies as well. But Crossing Delancey was one. She was born on the 10th, actually. So her birthday actually is next Tuesday. And also, it says she was married to Steven Spielberg at one point. What are you doing there?
Cut it out.
I just felt like doing that to track up.
It sounds like it sounds like you caught something. A spoon in the disposer this time. Anyway, she was in a movie called Competition. I don't remember that movie at all.
No.
With Richard Dreyfuss.
She was in Carrie.
Yeah.
The movie Carrie at the did you see the movie Carrie?
I did not.
Thank you.
Okay, Amy Irving. Let's start with Jim.
Married to Steven Spielberg. Did I miss that already?
She used to be married to Steven Spielberg. That's correct. That's correct. And how old, Jim?
Amy Irving, 42.
42. Okay. Roberta?
She was with Richard Dreyfuss in that movie, by the way. The one where they're playing the pianos and everything. I think she's about 40.
Around 40.
Less.
Okay. Well, you want to say less? No, you're saying 40?
Should I say 39?
Oh, I'd rather you didn't. Not right now.
Well, I change it to 39.
You know... That's a rotten thing, you know, to do. But I'll mark it down, 39.
That's pretty good, Norm. Can you do Jack Benny?
No, I can't. I've never been able to master that.
Oh, is that who that was, Jack Benny?
Why don't you all just shut up? Or cut that out. Bob, what do you say? How old is Jack Benny? If he were alive today. Now, how old is Amy Irving?
Did she change her answer to 39?
Roberta said 39, yes.
Oh, okay, I'm going to say 40 then.
40, okay. Glenn.
All right, here goes.
Yeah.
37.
37, okay. And what do you think, Tony?
Oh, I'd say she's...
Just put down the...
40.
Put down the peace server, the sterling silver peace server, and talk with us.
I'd say she's about 42.
42.
All right, Tom.
That's what Jim said also, right. 42.
Kicking butt.
Okay. Did you get a pillow, by the way, in the shape of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, with a sash across
that
says, welcome to America's favorite little big town?
No one wants to know if we got a pillow in the shape of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, that says, welcome to America's biggest little town.
Is Heidi checking?
Yeah, she is right now. And it's filled with potpourri.
Filled with potpourri?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Shake it. It makes a funny noise.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. Does it sound anything like this?
That's it.
Oh, my God. They filled it with glass shards.
Mike, how old is... Let's skip by him quickly. How old is Amy Irving? How old would she be next to... Next Tuesday, yes, the 10th.
Oh, we're into Tuesday already?
Yeah, this is Tuesday the 10th.
I think she's going to be... Anyone know when she split up with Steven Spielberg?
When she was what? When she was
split
what up by Steven Spielberg?
No, split.
Oh.
On their honeymoon.
When I was
a month after the marriage.
After they had a kid, two, 3 years.
They weren't married too long.
I don't know. I'm going to go with... 40.
Okay. And what do you think, Lou?
I'll say 36.
36. Okay. Now let's check and see exactly how old Amy is.
A little younger.
You think she's a little younger?
I think she's
than
a little younger than everybody's saying.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't think she's quite 40 yet. I don't know.
Okay. She's not quite 40 yet. That part's correct.
All right.
But she's actually 38, or will be 38, which means Roberta, who said 39, is the closest.
That's
37. And that's right. Glenn said 37. That's
right.
Absolutely right.
Thanks.
And so you and that's right. You and Roberta tie on that. That's correct. That's right. You now have two correct answers. Roberta has two, and
remind me of my score again, please.
Jim has two. I'm going to get that. I'm saving
that.
I'm saving
that's
that.
The last. All right,
Bob has one. Wow. Mike has one. Lou has one, and Tony, of course, is still in the toilet.
I could go in there if you'd like me to.
Okay, how about...
I can give you a tour of the... No, never mind.
How about... you know what you ought to do, Tony? You ought to take up drinking.
And then what?
I don't know, but as a sober...
What would it do?
As a sober person...
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes you miss. Well, don't take up drinking.
Well, if I was drunk and I, had a go, I might miss, too. Anybody get that at all?
I did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do it all the time.
I don't think that was funny.
I think we best move along now. I really do. I don't mean to sound like your dad. Jose Feliciano.
Hello?
Yes. Jose Feliciano.
Oh, no.
Has a birthday on the 10th also. Fine guitar player.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, that's right.
Feliz Navidad.
He also was one of the first to sing the national anthem in his own improvised kind of way, and there was a certain amount of resentment, as I recall, at that. I can't remember where he sang it. I thought it sounded great, but people at that time used to think that only the Kate Smith version, the really straight version, was anything else was disrespectful. Now I think they accept it by most anybody. Whitney Houston did it in her own kind of way, which was excellent. Okay, anyway, Jose Feliciano. That was a nice speech. It didn't have anything whatever to do with anything we're talking about. Let's
bravo,
start with the,
bravo.
With Jim. Let's start with Lou this time. How old is Jose Feliciano be?
I'll say 43.
And Mike?
I think Jose Feliciano would be Jose would be 46 years old.
See?
And if you could say that in Spanish, that would have been so impressive.
Jose estaré 46 años a las... What day is this going to be?
This is going to be next Tuesday, the 10th of September.
A las...
Septiembre.
Jueves.
That's beautiful.
Gracias.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. I'm getting goose pimples.
Tony. Did anyone know what he said, though?
I'm not even sure myself.
Yeah, see, I thought so.
Tony, what do you think?
Jose, can you see?
I knew someone was going to say that.
Now, that was good. That was really good.
Let's see. He's...
Not very nice.
He's pushing a very spicy 45.
Okay, and Glenn, what do you think?
43.
Yeah,
it's just like
see.
A tree out there. Upside down.
I think I've lost track of what all you are saying.
Let's go. Maybe Glenn and I can both go out drinking. And
upside down seagull.
Bob, what do you say?
I think he's a Gara 50.
50. And Roberta?
What did Tony say? You're not going to tell me, huh?
No, just take your own guess.
I don't know. Jose Feliciano. Isn't that a great name, though? Don't you wish you had that name?
What name?
I think he likes it.
Norm? No,
I
really
like it. 46.
No, 46, you say.
46.
If I, if I wanted a great name, I would have retained the name I was born with.
That's right.
You did.
No, my real name was Henry Fonda. But anyway,
maybe you should go out and drink.
Lovely daughter.
Why don't we all go out and drink?
Jose Feliciano, how old, Jim?
47.
47. Okay. Here come the answers now.
Please,
everybody.
I just want one, and I'll be happy.
Okay. Well,
even just lie.
That's all you're gonna get.
Okay. Jose Feliciano is 46.
Wow.
So that means Mike said 46, and Roberta said 46.
Yes,
but I said
did.
A spicy 45, which actually means he is 46, but I didn't come out that way.
What?
Okay, here's the very last one. Last one.
Are we in a tie here?
Pardon me?
Are we in a tie?
No, I'm losing.
Are we on a tie? Yeah, you have three.
A lovely paisley.
And
you
appear to be leading at this very moment.
It's a double or nothing round.
Yeah, no, you have three. That's right.
That'll do a lot for me.
Three.
Yeah, no. If nobody beats you, Roberta, then you win the prize, or we get a chance to trash your house.
Thank you, God.
It's a
trash. My house is already trashed, so I'll take the prize.
We can send over some Sears aluminum siding that we're currently advertising.
Don't talk to me about that stuff. I hate it.
Okay, Charles Kuralt has a birthday.
Oh, is he on the road again?
He's on the road. Does the Sunday morning CBS show. Very bright man. Anyway, his birthday is next Tuesday, the 10th. Mm. And let's start with, who we start with? Jim?
Charles Kuralt, 61.
Charles Kuralt, 61. Okay. And Roberta?
I think he's been around a lot. Probably about 63.
How much?
63.
Okay, Bob?
I'd say 60.
And Glenn?
64.
Tony?
Charles Kuralt, huh?
Come on, Tony.
61.
61, same as what Jim said. Okay. Mike?
Excuse me. He was on the road for an awfully long time, wasn't he?
I don't know
what that means. I just thought it'd drop
That's it.
Thank you.
That's sort of a metaphysical kind of question.
I thought that he was like almost as old as Cronkite. Didn't he break into CBS around the same time?
I would think not.
No?
I would say no.
Well, that was all my reasoning and all my rationale, so I'm going to just pick another number.
That's the best way to do it.
Did you get any cream for that, Mike?
No.
For that rationale?
I have gold bond.
Oh, and that's all you need.
Good Lord.
Anytime you're ready, Mike, it's okay with me.
I'm going to go with 64. No, 63. I'm going to change that. 63.
All right.
Okay, that 63 is the same as Roberta said. Okay, Lou, what do you say?
I think he's 61.
61. Okay.
Even though I have some company.
You do have company. Tony said 61, and so did Jim. There, three of you did. Let us check Charles Kuralt's real age. His actual age as of next Tuesday, September 10th, and he is. Let's see. As I'm looking at his age, I'm trying to see who came the closest to his. He's 50. He'll be 57.
Oh my God! Come on.
I apologize.
No, and Bob said 60. He's the closest. Yeah.
All right, Bob.
How about just one more that everyone can guess the same age so I can get up? Just one? Anything, please? I'm starting to grovel, I know.
I don't see any reason to rescue you.
Thank
from
you
your
so ig- much.
From your ignorance of people's birthdays. I see no reason you should not to be sitting there embarrassed at a complete lack of any kind of intelligence.
Just think, I'm not claiming that I was distracted. I'm not claiming that I had a blister or that I twisted my ankle on the court. I tried my damnedest, and it was just the competition was just too overwhelming.
You know what it is? I think Tony has a perfectly viable reason for not performing as well tonight because he was at this party for his soon-to-be wife, and he
donated
all of his energies towards that endeavor or something like that.
But here I am in this match, and I don't even get any kind of. I don't know, consideration from Norm for just calling and playing. I'm disgusted.
Okay, Tony. Hang in there, buddy. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Tony, when are you getting married?
In October.
October?
Yes. Time's ticking.
Have you had an affair yet?
No. No, I'm going to wait till after I'm married.
I want everyone to know that Heidi is in the room with him, so he's going to say no.
Oh, actually, she just went in the bathroom, so...
Was this event tonight, was this mostly women were there, I imagine?
Oh, yes. Yes, so mostly women. Heidi's brother was there, and actually Heidi's grandfather was there also.
Oh, I see. So you if you're going to have an affair, then you had a good chance to look over...
Oh, yeah, she had some of her some friends from Beth Israel were there, of course.
Yeah.
And the hottest working nurses in the world.
Oh, boy. I'll say they are. I was in bed this year for a while, and I can't say
actually, I don't know if anyone's... next week. Never mind. I'm not going to mention names.
Hey, Tony, my daughter's getting married in October. What's the date?
That's a private affair right now.
Oh, okay.
We're not sure what date it is.
My daughter's the 18th. I hope it's not. When
is it?
The 18th.
The 18th?
Hmm?
It's the same.
It'd
be the same wedding.
Did normally the studio mic?
Yeah.
He did. Okay, I was just wondering.
Excuse me.
He went off for a drink or something.
I'll be back in a moment.
But first,
okay. Thank you very much, all of you. Let's just see who won this. I guess it's you, Roberta.
Oh, did I again?
I'm so sick of sick of sending you things. And I get nothing. I get nothing in return. I haven't ever received anything from you. And all I do is send you stuff. I send you lavish gifts, and you're going to send me a cockamamie note? Okay, no, actually, you
let me hear it.
Law.
With that note, no.
No, you are the, oh, jeez, he's never going to stop.
I think he had a few with all the ladies tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, no, he went to the David Brudnick School of Comedy. I thought I'd do.
Naughty,
Roberta, how many points did you get?
Okay. Anyway, Roberta has three correct answers.
Yes,
I do. And Bob has two.
I'm proud of it.
Well, shut up, will you, Roberta? Let me go through this list. That's enough.
It.
Quiet now. You have three. Bob has two. Glenn has two. Mike has two. And Lou... And Jim both have one, and mentioned about Tony.
Thank you very much. I'll take my
bow. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. You do have. No, you had a couple of correct answers. That's correct. That is correct. Anyway, so Roberta, hang in there, and you give the information again.
Thank you, Norma.
To their exciting mic.
As usual.
Okay, we'll send another one of their lavish, tacky things.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hey, thank you very much, Lou. We'll be calling on you in about 20 minutes.
All right, we'll see you then.
Okay, take care now. And take care to you, too. Jim, it's always a
pleasure
to have you. Always a pleasure with us, too.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Bob,
yes.
Thank you very, very much.
And thank you. What a wonderful day. Wonderful way to
happy birthday.
Happy
yes,
birthday,
very,
Bob.
Very happy birthday to you,
happy
big
birthday.
Bob.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
How old are you today?
I'm a venerable 20.
No kidding.
20?
Yeah, I'm a young guy.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Another 20, 30 years when you really ripen and get to be an age that's fairly decent, it'll be wonderful. You have a lot to look forward to.
Don't believe him.
Yeah, you have.
He complains every week
that's
about
it. That's right, yeah. It might be a little harder to get out of bed. It's true.
Walking. Just a little eucalyptus on the knees. And
yeah, maybe tough to...
Springing out of
gold bond on those rashes and itches.
Call dial a nurse.
And eventually it'll be tough to bend over to tie your shoes, but they'll be kind
but
of...
overall.
There'll be kind of a spiritual wonderfulness about it all that will really... You'll be pleased with. As long as you don't...
You'll never look forward to another birthday again.
Take care, Bob.
Thank you.
And take care, Tony. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks a lot, Norm. I'll talk to you during the week.
Okay.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good night,
bye,
guys.
And
good
bye-bye,
night.
Mike. And to you too, Glenn. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And Roberta, hang in there. Here's Mike. He'll take the name and address and
Thanks, all
that kind of stuff. You're welcome.
When it comes to siding your home, it's true that you get what you pay for. That's why you should call Sears now. You'll get a free estimate on the finest pure vinyl siding, eaves, and overhangs. Call them now. Save $500 and enjoy no payments until March. Siding from Sears, the siding with the manufacturer's warranty, will make your home's exterior virtually maintenance-free. It's guaranteed, you know, against denting or showing scratches, and it's sold, furnished, and installed by a Sears authorized contractor who will stay on schedule and on budget. So don't cut corners when siding your home. Do it right with Sears. Call 1-800-492-5100 now. Save $500 and enjoy no payments until March. There is no obligation, by the way. Minimum purchase for $500 savings, 300 square feet. Ask your salesperson about the deferred payment plan and warranty details. Not available in all areas. Offer ends September 30th. Call them 1-800-492-5100. That's 1-800-492-5100.
Kids who take an interest in the world.
Clarence Thomas is the second black male to be nominated to the Supreme Court.
Even though Gorbachev did not attend the summit, the reform of
kids who have their own opinions.
Boys in the Hood makes its message as clear as the writing on the wall.
Mandatory AIDS testing of all healthcare workers.
Kids like yours.
Kid Company!
Tune in the new season of Kid Company, beginning Saturday, September 14th, only on WBZ AM 1030.
Okay, we'll take some calls for whatever the topic may be that you'd like to talk about. 254-1030, area code is 617. And anything you'd care to say would be, anything you'd care to say, within reason anyway. Most any topic that you'd care to pick would be fine. Thank you very much. We'll go through some scores and stuff in just a little bit, but mostly I'd like to talk to you. Area code 617-254-1030.
Patrick Palladino, Jr. of Winchester, Massachusetts, is telling us about his skin problems.
My rash was red and blotchy. It was itching, and it would be very uncomfortable just to stand and work. It was sore and very irritated.
But Patrick Palladino got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
And then I came across Gold Bond Powder, and that seemed to help right away. When you put it on, it's cool, it's comfortable. The tingling effect was very soothing.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
And when I put on the Gold Bond powder, I get relief almost immediately. The itching goes away quite rapidly, and it's one of the few products that you can buy, that I can buy, that I get an instant gratification from. It works that fast for me.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but when I wear sneakers, my feet feel terrible. Hot, sweaty, burning, sore, and they smell as bad as they feel.
There's a simple solution. Keep it in your sneaker.
What do you mean?
Keep it in your sneaker, a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out that fiery feeling and stop odors, too. It cools and soothes and relieves with its special ingredients.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep it in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. That excess moisture can cause real problems, even promote athlete's foot fungi.
What's keep it in your sneaker do?
Breaks the cycle, first by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
Does this stuff quit after a few minutes?
No way. Just shake it on your socks and sneakers and on your feet. It keeps working while you're working out.
Hey, my feet feel great. I'm using this every day.
Keep it in your sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
In the fight against car theft, the club has become America's favorite anti-theft device. Every day in this country, a car is stolen or tampered with every 20 seconds. With the club, the odds of your car being stolen go from 1 in 44 to 1 in 10,000. That's why over 220,000 policemen, members of the Fraternal Order of Police, recommend buying and using the club, and only the club, as part of Operation Lockup. Police choose the club because it's strong, made of tempered steel, tough to defeat, yet easy for anyone to use. Simply lock it across your steering wheel and it makes your car impossible to steer. Once locked in place, the bright red club is so visible that would-be thieves move to an unprotected vehicle. Priced at under $60, the club is affordable, and now it's guaranteed up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Don't be fooled by imitators. Look for the one that's guaranteed, the one tested and approved, the one that says the club on the handle. The club is available at Montgomery Ward, The Fair, True Value, Service Star Hardware, Lappin Auto, Auto Palace, Riches, and Century Hardware stores.
Don't miss a minute of exciting New England Patriots football.
Giving ground, fires upfield. It is in, picked off, intercepted by Andre Tippett at the 50.
First down and 10 at the Colts 22, and Hodson's back to throw. Sets, fires, end zone, wide open, touchdown, Marvin Cook.
This afternoon, the Patriots open their home schedule against the Cleveland Browns. Hi, this is Gil Santos. Join Gino Cappelletti and me today, 11 a.m. for the tailgate party, 1 o'clock kickoff for the Patriots and Browns, right here on WBZ AM 1030, your big-time football station.
Something that seems like it's been going on absolutely forever are the tennis tournaments, the U.S. Open championships. I mean, they're exciting, and I love to watch good athletes, and tennis players are really something special. But it's kind of like there's no end to it. I guess there is, actually. The end is coming along. What was this the final day? It's over now. Oh, one day, Sunday, that's right. One of the exciting things, I think most people agree, is Jimmy Connors fighting his way almost to the end. He had his magical run at the U.S. Open ended by a man named Jim Courier. I guess you have followed that. Courier, who was just 2 weeks old, when 39-year-old Jimmy Connors played in his first U.S. Open back in 1970, played like Connors used to play when he was in his prime, and as a result, Courier advanced to a date. That's right. This is the one coming up with Stefan Edberg for the U.S. Open Championship later today. He won by convincing 6-3, 6-3, 6-2 semifinal victory over Connors in New York. And the writer, John Schultz, who wrote the story for the Associated Press, says, to his credit, Connors did not look old or tired at the end of his two-hour, six-minute semifinal match. These tennis players really put in some strenuous play. I'm saying sounds like such a stupid, trite way to phrase it, but they play an awful lot. And anyway, as the writer says, he merely looked overmatched. He didn't look old and tired. He just looked overmatched against Courier. Stephen Edberg regained his number one ranking in the world by reaching the Open Finals with a thorough 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 semifinal victory over Ivan Lendl. And the Courier-Edberg Championship match set for 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Edberg owns a 3-2 lifetime advantage over Courier in their head-to-head matches, but Courier defeated Edberg in their latest matchup in a quarter-final victory on the clay courts of the French Open. I would imagine even a whole lot of people who may not be tennis fans are going to be watching that. These finals, because they've really been something. Of course, on the women's side, Monica Seles made it 3-for-3 in Grand Slam events this year when she captured the U.S. Open crown with a 7-6, 6-1 victory over six-seeded Martina Navratilova. And Navratilova claimed one distinction despite her loss. She was the oldest finalist in the history of the U.S. Open Women's Championship. How old is she? 34. She's 34 years old. She's a young kid compared to Jimmy Connors, who's 39. Anyway, let me talk with Carol down in Scituate. How you doing, Carol?
Hi.
Anyway, you're on WBZ, and I'll bet you get a whole lot to tell me about an air show or something.
Yes, well, no, not a whole lot, just that it's going to be today.
Oh, tell us about that.
I'm very nervous now.
Oh, you shouldn't be nervous. Were there just you and I talking? And
Mike told me I wouldn't be nervous. It would be fine, and he's wrong.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, you're doing just fine.
It's going to be really beautiful. They had it Saturday, and they're having it today at the South Weymouth Naval Air Station.
Okay, South Weymouth Naval Air Station.
And it's free.
It's free. You said the magic word.
It's free parking and free to get in, and it's beautiful.
Okay, now who's putting the show on? Tell us, just fill us in with some details.
They're playing a lot of different, vehicles and jets, and they're having an air show, and they're having a Russian MiG 17 something. I don't know the number. That's supposed to be really
spectacular, I bet you. Well, now, what time does all of this start?
You can. It opens at 8, and the flying doesn't start until 11, and that goes on until 3, I guess.
Okay, but they're opening the gates and stuff, so if you're looking for
a
good parking space and all of that.
Yeah.
Parking, nothing costs you anything.
Everything's free.
Parking, everything.
Yeah.
So,
but probably nobody's awake now, huh?
Oh, I hope.
Or get up to go do it.
Oh, I don't know. Boy, if nobody's awake, then we're just sitting here talking to ourselves. I can't believe that.
I hope so.
No, at 8 o'clock. Now, what do you have a connection, Carol, with the show?
No. I just, I guess I really need a reason to call and say hi. I've never called you, and I've always wanted to call.
Oh, you always wanted to call you, and you just.
And I wish you were on all week.
What a nice thing to say, Carol. That's a very nice thing to say. Are you going to be going to the air show?
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were just using the whole thing just as a way to flirt with me. I was kind of hoping that, tell you the truth, at my stage of life, that would be, it's a nice thought, and I wish you'd say yes, even if you don't mean it.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay, anyways, 8 o'clock this morning, and the idea is to get there as soon as,
you don't have to. They said, people we talked to that went today said it was gorgeous, and it was easy to park.
Oh, okay, so you don't
really
have to rush off that early just to try to find a space, then.
No.
Should be okay all throughout the day. They have a good crowd this past day, do you know?
Oh, my son told me how many were expected, and I forget, thousands. But they said, the people we talked to said it wasn't overcrowded. It was really wonderful.
Starts at 11 o'clock and goes how long?
Well, the flying starts at 11 and goes till 3 to 3:30.
Yeah. And then there's more stuff after that?
Well, all the during the flying, I imagine you look at the different jets on the ground and the different vehicles and having an Apache and several other helicopters. And
that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a pretty day, so it'd be nice.
The day is going to be absolutely wonderful. In fact, may I tell you what the day is going to be like?
Sure.
I do happen to have, and I'm supposed to give this anyway, the WBZ 5-Day AccuWeather Forecast. And even if nobody's listening, Carol, I can tell it to you.
Okay.
Today, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. When I was flying, testing airplanes as an air test pilot, I'm making up stories, and I can't even figure where to go with that, so pretend I never said any of that. I was just going to say that today would have been the perfect kind of day that we would have looked for as we were facing death and danger. Anyway, mostly sunny today, high 75 to 80 degrees. And at night, I know you don't care about that so far as the air show, but after all, you're going to be around tonight, so you want to know what weather it'll be like then, and it'll be clear skies with lows about 60. Monday, some sunshine, be a nice day, highs about 75. And for Tuesday, still sunny and pleasant, highs about 75. You could continue the air show for the next 3-4 days. It's going to be perfect right through. Wednesday might be a little rain, but that's not for sure. A mixture of sun and clouds and highs about 80, so it looks nice over the next few days. How old is your son? Is he a very young guy?
Oh, no. He's 19.
Okay. Is he at school now?
No.
Oh, he's working?
No, he's sleeping.
Oh, I don't mean right this very minute.
Oh, but he's a student, yeah, high school, though, his last year.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. Is he glad to be back at school? No?
Not particularly.
Yeah, because
he's hanging in there, thank God. He's going to get through.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate the information, Carol. You're okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Hey, the kids in the teen canteen love you, Carol. They said, despite her nervousness, she came through like a trooper.
Could I ask you something?
Well, yeah, I have to, can you want to hang on and you can ask me after the news?
Okay.
Okay, they're very good. In fact, it is time for the news at WBZ Boston. And the reason it's time for the news is at 4 o'clock, and that's when we love to have news.
Did Carol hang on through the news? We may never know. One thing I do know is that it's time to close the vault. But before we ride the radio waves home, let's pick up a couple of commercial stragglers. Mr. Bullock and Jack Powell. Gentlemen?
If you need extra cash for any reason this year, why not sell your old Rolex to Mr. Bullock in Houston?
After buying thousands of pre-owned watches for years, we have a very simple program that makes it easy for our listeners to sell us their watch.
Call 1-800-338-8150.
If you need extra cash, call us. We will buy your Rolex or other fine pre-owned watches.
Call 1-800-338-8150. Sponsored by Bullock Estate and Diamond Brokers, Houston, Texas.
Going from house to house, you know, getting any food or clothes they'd give me. Then I handed it all out to any needy people in the neighborhood. That's it.
Jack Powell is one of the little answers to the big problems facing every community in America. And because there are more people than problems, things will get done. All you have to do is something. Call the Points of Light Foundation at 1-800-677-7309. Do something good. Feel something real. A message from the Ad Council.
For Columbia, South America, Cesar Romero, Ted Knight, Potpourri, Virgos, Doll Collections, America's Favorite Little Big Town, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Henry Fonda, Patrick Palladino Jr., the South Weymouth Naval Air Station, traffic reporter Lewis Iannazzo, the bilingual Mike Epstein, and the man who faced death and danger every time the on-air light illuminated, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony, the second time around's a charm, Nesbitt.